It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's time for Ask Ross, which is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue and wine needs. And guess what? You know they're coming in to cater our Christmas lunch, right?
When is that?
2 weeks from today.
Okay, nice. I'll be here for that.
Okay, I thought
wait,
you might.
Wait. 2 weeks from today. Oh, no.
No.
I think I'm still... I don't know. It's going to be close.
As we hear your directions. So, all right. Let's move on. Let's do Ask Ross, and then we could talk about our barbecue luncheon. Jim Galante here, of course, with Ross Tucker and Andrew P. Shea.
I'll be here.
that was a given. We just assumed that, Andy.
Just saying that.
So I'm flying from Philly at 3:45, and I specifically got that flight so I could be here. Be here until 12:30-ish and then go down to Philly.
So should we have the food ready prior to recording for you?
That's a good idea.
And we'll have a container for you to take
and
for
I'll
the road?
In between bites. I mean, I'll talk in between bites, and people will really be enamored with the audio quality of my eating.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's get started. First question is from Mitch from Drescher, which is in Montgomery County. In Pennsylvania,
Andy.
Well done.
All right, Ross, I'm assuming both Bates and McGovern are candidates to leave early and declare for the draft. If you could only pick one of them to return in 2019, which one would you pick and why? And please disregard the fact that Connor's dad is a listener. that was Mitch's comment, not mine.
That's funny. I would pick Ryan Bates to come back because we now know, I think, that Miranda can play at a pretty high level inside, whether that's center or guard. So I think the inside should be okay. We don't really know about another tackle other than Fries. We don't really know, right? I mean, who is the next tackle? You know, Gellerstedt's been there a while.
They like him.
Yeah, they like him. They like Dez Holmes. You know, maybe it's Rashid Walker as a redshirt freshman.
But we've heard a lot of this. We like this young guy who we've never seen on the field before.
Right. So to me, it's clearly Bates, which is interesting because McGovern, I think, is the better player. McGovern's the better pro prospect. I mean, I've seen several places now. He's listed as the number one interior lineman in the draft as a true junior. Really impressive. Now, I thought he was good, but I don't go around evaluating the other interior guys that much. You know what I mean? Like, I don't go around looking around.
Real quick question on that. The over-under in general on making the decision to turn pro, what round of the draft? Do you have to be, like, obviously a first round? Yes. A second round? Yes. A third round? What round do you start to say, you know what, might be better to come back?
So that's a little complicated, but I would say if you're going to be drafted in the first three rounds, you really should strongly consider coming out. Unless you feel confident, Jim, that you have the ability to maybe end up enhancing your value such that you could be a first-round pick because the money's significantly different. For a guy like McGovern, though, he started 3 years. So it's like, well, what would he do next year?
He's not going to change from a third-round to a first-round pick.
Like, what would he do next year that's that much better than this year? What usually it's the guys that should consider coming back are the guys that really didn't play till that third year, and they just showed flashes maybe till the end of the year, but there's enough potential there that maybe they'd be a third-round pick, but if they come back and have a big year, then they could be a first. That's not him, and that's generally not linemen. You know, like linemen, they usually are going to be what they are going to be. There's not that much of a jump from 1 year to the next. So I would say first three rounds for sure, but if someone came to me and they were going to be a fourth or fifth round pick and start making money out of the damage they're doing to their body, I wouldn't be, you know, stiff-arming them and saying, you're an idiot, you shouldn't do that.
It's hard to tell someone not to take the money.
It's hard to tell someone, right, not to begin to get some financial security out of the unique skills that you've been given by God, and to try to maximize that while you can.
All right, let's get to our next question. Rob in Wall, New Jersey says, I keep
That's
hearing
in New Jersey.
Thank you.
Hence, I said New Jersey. I keep hearing and reading it's not a big deal that Urban is retiring, but I can't help but think people are crazy. Hate to say it, but Urban really is one of the best coaches. Bottom line, Rob wants to know, is he delusional, or will this have a large impact in the Big Ten and the Big Ten East in particular?
Urban Meyer. I think it'll have some impact. I think it remains to be seen how much of an impact. You know, I've talked to some people about this, and Urban Meyer really had a pretty nice infrastructure there for recruiting. Like, he's a good recruiter, but it was more the people he brought, the emphasis that they have on it throughout the program, throughout the organization. I think it's those things that enabled them to have the success they've had. It's still Ohio State. Jim Tressel, John Cooper, they didn't have trouble recruiting there. So maybe they won't always be top five, but as long as they keep winning the Big Ten and going to Rose Bowls, I think it'll have some impact. I think at this point, it's probably minimal.
I agree more. I found it interesting what you said about the how he has his recruiting structured, which is the opposite of James. Like, Urban has all of that around him, and he's built that infrastructure. And James has a good infrastructure because he's a system guy. But at Penn State, it begins and ends with James. That's your show guy. Even though Urban's a head coach, it seems like when recruiting, the infrastructure is equal. That's a very nice lead for him to walk away from in terms of the program. But, I mean, I still think Jim Harbaugh is the happiest guy. He's gone.
Anyway, all right, let's get into our next question. John from Defiance, Ohio, finishing 9-3. If I remember right, almost all of you at KSN were predicting anywhere from 8-4 to 10-2. Can you revisit what you predicted? He thinks we all did a good job. Do you remember?
I was 9-3. I thought they'd lose to Ohio State, Michigan, and I thought they'd lose one of the games against Iowa, Wisconsin, or Michigan State.
That's a pretty good call.
Yeah, I was 10-2. I still go back to the 2018 schedule. You said in the spring that Penn State had a lot of losable games on the schedule. When you looked at it, you were right. I was like, I thought that was prophetic.
Lose at Pitt. They Correct. Could lose to Iowa. They could lose to Wisconsin. Right. They could lose to Michigan
State.
It
was prophetic based on what we knew and how much they had coming back on the defense that it was right. I was 10-2. I still am baffled that they lost to Michigan State back-to-back years.
That is hard to believe. And at home.
Yeah. And they lost this one at home.
And my question, too, is, and last year it was like, oh, the rain and the lightning. And there was no excuse this year.
No, not at all.
All there were just plain mistakes, dropped interceptions. Anyway, let's
go. Where would they be if they were 10-2, Jim? Do you know what bowl game they'd be in? I mean, they still wouldn't have won the Big Ten. They still wouldn't.
But they would have made the
New Year's Six.
One of the New Year's Six bowls. I would think Peach Bowl.
Peach Bowl versus either Florida or LSU.
Why? Isn't that what the game Michigan's in?
No, but they would have jumped
Why
ahead
would
of
they be ahead
like
of Michigan?
Isn't Florida where is Florida going? I thought it's
Peach
Michigan
Bowl.
Florida.
Yeah.
Would they have then moved someone else to play UCF in the Fiesta Bowl? Maybe Michigan would have gone to
Maybe
the Fiesta
they
Bowl
left in
and
front
Penn State
of LSU.
They might have.
They definitely
would have been in the New Year's Six Bowl. They would have been.
Isn't Florida in the Peach Bowl also?
Yes.
Then they have 3 losses.
Yeah.
Penn State would have jumped ahead of Florida, I would think.
Okay.
They would have had to rejiggle where the SECs went.
They would have dropped one of the SEC schools, Big Ten would have gotten 3.
Because, again, I think the whole – and we'll talk more about the playoff committee, but 2 losses versus 3, they would take that. All right. David from Lakewood Ranch in Florida. Ross, who would you say is the most pro-ready player of both draft-eligible and non-eligible players on the roster? Who's the most pro-ready?
Ooh, that's a good question. That is a really good question.
Who is it? Where's the guy from?
David in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. Oh. And David, I always love his email address. It's beachwineguy@whatever.
I think
Interesting question.
Yeah, I think
I'm racing them around in my head too.
I'm contemplating the different guys it could be.
I think I'm still landing on Connor McGovern.
Yeah, I think I'm still landing on Connor McGovern too. Yeah. So guys in my head were Miles Sanders.
Yep.
But I think he's ready, but he only started 1 year. You know, Sharif Miller did not take the next step. I can't pick my guy Etor, right?
Oh, yes, you can. Draft eligible or not.
Oh. Well, he's still not. He's probably not as pro ready as Connor McGovern.
That's the key word there. Ready, yeah, as opposed to most potential.
And he's a good example of a guy that I think if he went pro this year, I think Etor would probably end up being late second, third round pick, something like that. When he comes back, if he does the same thing again, I think it'll be a first-round pick.
Because everyone will know who he is going into the season.
He won't be a one-year wonder. It won't be like, is that what he really can do?
If he validates, he's a first-round pick.
Right.
And it's all about validating.
And it'll be back-to-back years that he showed he can play at a high level. It's a good question.
All right, moving on. Mike from Exeter Township in...
Pennsylvania.
There you go.
Yeah. Berks County.
Hello,
right?
Ross. I'm going back into the archives where you said that putting Micah Parsons at linebacker was out of necessity. Given his progress during his freshman year, do you think he'll stay at linebacker, or will Penn State move him as we develop other linebacker depth? Mike also points out how much he's salivating over how much linebacker depth they would have if Micah stayed there.
I think he'll stay at linebacker. They're going to have Etor next year, Shaka Tony. We'll see what happens with Sharif Miller. They'll have Shane Simmons. They'll have Jason Awe. You know, linebacker, they're losing Farmer. They've got some young guys coming up with Brandon Smith and Lucada and stuff, but I think that they think he's their best linebacker. I can't imagine that they would move a guy they think is their best linebacker to be their third best D-end. Can't imagine that happening.
No, he's a linebacker now.
I think he's a linebacker now. That's a good question. I'll let you pick, Jim. I thought that one was good.
I like that one. I'm going to go with that one. We have a couple seconds. I have another one here.
Okay.
It's not a question. It's more a statement. And since he's not here, we can talk about him. In Bobby Flo's post-game show after Rutgers with David Jones, what on earth was Bob doing wearing a competing beer sweatshirt? I'm not going to even name the beer. And I understand. Come on, Bobby. Bleed blue and white and wear blue and light.
All right.
Mike from Exeter is our winner. Let's move on to quarter number four.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.